Psalm 136, verses 17 through 22. We're continuing this psalm that repeats 26 times over, God's love endures forever. So here we go. To him who struck down great kings, his love endures forever, and killed mighty kings, his love endures forever. Sion, king of the Amorites, his love endures forever. And Og, king of Bashan, his love endures forever. And gave their land as an inheritance, his love endures forever. An inheritance to his servant Israel, his love endures forever. The author, Jerry Bridges, describes God's love this way. He writes, God's unfailing love for us is an objective fact affirmed over and over in scriptures. It is true whether we believe it or not. Our doubts do not destroy God's love, nor does our faith create it. It originates in the very nature of God, who is love, and it flows to us through our union with his beloved Son. Psalm 136 is one place in Scripture where the love of God is confirmed over and over. The psalmist reminds the readers of the great works that God has done, great works that he did specifically for them. These actions of God on their behalf are confirmations of his enduring, loyal love. Think back on your life and consider all the things that God has done for you. Start at the beginning. He gave you life itself. Recall the times he has saved you from heading down the wrong path or came to your rescue when you took a detour. Do you remember that day he met you in your loneliness and discouragement? Thank God for his forgiveness, for separating your sins as far as the east is from the west. Bless the Lord for all his blessings to you. As Bridges says, our doubts do not destroy God's love, nor does our faith create it. God's love resides in his person, and like his person, his love endures forever. Father, thank you that your love for me never runs out. Thank you for loving me when I'm far from lovable. Thank you that your love for me originates with you and covers me by the work of Jesus on the cross. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.